Episode 267, What Muscle Are You Flexing?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? I hope you're doing wonderful. Guess what? I need some hot chocolate. It is actually getting to be fall around here. The weather is beginning to be so cooling and refreshing and crisp outside. Yeah, we're hitting the lows of like 44 now. Now, some of you may be getting a little bit lower than that, but man, that's getting chilly already. And I'm like, okay, time to bring out the winter coat. Of course, the kids look at me and say, Mom, really? I'm like, I'm always cold. It could be 90 degrees outside and I'm cold. Go figure. It's just my body. Well, today, are you ready for a good chat? Are you just ready just to have kind of some fun and think about maybe where you are, things that you could change, things you can improve upon yourself? Well, ladies, we are talking about that. And I'm going to be real honest with you here. Okay. So what muscle are you flexing? Do you think we're talking fitness? Well, maybe we're talking a little fitness, but not exactly. We're going to be talking about the mind, body, and spirit muscle. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with this. For those of you just joining us who have found Create Your Now family, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited that you're here. It just really warms my heart. I know I say it probably a ton of times, but I cannot express to you how much that you mean to me. I pray for you. I think about you often, sometimes maybe too often, because if I'm having one of those crazy days and I don't get to my recording, then I'm recording like at midnight sometimes and I have to say, happy day, ladies. Okay, so it's all about authenticity, right? Being the real me. Well, sometimes my hubby looks at me and is like, can you be a little quieter? Do you know what time it is? I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I just love them and I can't help but be happy, right? Don't you just get that feeling sometimes when you know that there's someone that just makes you want to smile and just be happy and perky and just ever go loving? It just makes your day so much better. So today, though, we got to focus on muscles. Now, you know, I'm a personal trainer. Muscles are important. And I'm telling you, mine are hurting. And yes, it's the actual body, the physical muscles. But I've been working on some other muscles too. And I wanted to share this thought with you. What muscles are you flexing? When I ask that question, I want you to think about as your habits. Do you have any habits that you overuse? Do you have any habits that are more to the negative side? Yeah, I know. We like to talk positive here, right? But every once in a while, we have to talk a little negative in order to get to positive. So do you have anything that doesn't sit well with you? Or maybe people point out to you and say, gosh, you really should work on this. You know, have you listened to your tone? Your tone is just, it's so bite. It just bites all the time. And the kids just, they look sad when they're with you, even though, but they love you, yet they hear this. Are you quick to jump in on conversations and not listen thoroughly? Are you one that is quick to anger? Where, man, if it's not done right the first time, you are all over it. Maybe you have a little bit of road rage happening where you get behind the wheel and you're like, gosh darn it, if they're not on my mission, then they need to get out of the way. What habits, damaging habits, do you do frequently? Think about that. I thought about that. This actually did come from a workout, believe it or not. I was working my legs. Yes, I don't know why I was working my legs because, man, within the same period of time, I mean, sometimes 10 hours, I am beginning to feel it. And so I was really working hard. I was upping my weights and my strength training and what I was doing. And oh my gosh, I thought my hamstrings and my quads and my glutes were just like going to just like go out the window. There was just no way I could finish it. But I kept pushing through and I was like, you know, this is a weak part. This muscle here, this little one hidden right here, you need to work. And it's going to take time, but you got to work on it. You got to strengthen it. So you can't overwork these. And I'm talking about, I need to work sometimes more of my glutes. Why? Because my quads like to carry me more than my glutes. Oddly enough. Now, I have very, very strong, powerful legs. Thank the Lord. That's a good thing to have, right? I can't complain. However, when the muscles are not working together the right way, then one will overcompensate for the other. It's a habit that my quads will kick in and overcompensate for either my hamstrings or my glutes. Very easy. And that's not a good thing to have. I need to really strengthen my glutes even more. And it's not about a bubble butt either, if that's what you're thinking. But it is nice to have that. But we're not all that way. I got to tell you, though, little secret, a lot of it is genetics. So you may not ever be able to reach that bubble butt, but you may be able to reach the butt that you really want. Just say it, okay? All right, so off of that muscle. But I was working them, and it was working my legs. And I knew that my quads are ones that tend to overcompensate. And they are strong as anything. And I would not give them up. But I know I have weaker muscles. But the thing is, it's so easy, what? Just to use my quads. Let them take over. And so when I was working out, I was specifically focused on the individual muscle that I was working. And it took some time. I had to stop once in a while and go, wait. You're firing your quads. You need to step back. You need to think about your glutes. Stick your butt back more. You got to get the glutes involved. And, oh, did I ever? Because I am feeling it now. I'm standing here actually talking to you because if I sit down, I may not get back up. This happens in our daily lives. The muscles that we flex, the muscles that we use the most, like our anger, like we're quick to interrupt discussions. Oh, we just make the decisions all the time and not let anybody else have any input. We're the control freak. We're the ones that have to have maybe everything a certain way. What habits are you flexing? What muscle are you flexing that's actually damaging to what you want to accomplish in your life and on your journey? I look at my life and journey, and one of the things that I flexed way too often was my anger. I was fine out in the real world. Why? Because I was always putting my, you know, my best foot forward. I didn't want anybody to see that I was like, oh, no, this has to be done this way, et cetera, et cetera. But when I got home and my kids would do one little thing, and I'm talking a little thing like maybe just leave their pajamas in the bathroom. And I told them like two times before to go pick it up. And I happened to walk by and I see it again. And next thing you know, I am yelling. I'm not just talking with a firm voice. I am yelling at them to the point that they're looking at me and tears are running down their eyes. My anger got the best of me. It was a habit. It was something that, yeah, and when I was growing up, that was in our household. The anger came from perfection. If it wasn't perfect, if it wasn't done right the first way, I was in trouble. And when I was in trouble, I heard anger behind it. Little did I know that I was building this up as the years had passed on. I mean, gone as they go by. It was a legacy I was beginning to leave to my children. I began seeing how they would respond like me. You don't want to pass on the bad habits to your children. You want to pass on the good habits. You want to press on. Let's try that again. You want to pass on the good muscles, the positive ones, not the negative ones. And so it took kind of a shaking by God saying, Christiane, you got to work on this. You're flexing this muscle too much. And when you work on a muscle, that muscle gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and it's easier to use. That's great if it's a positive muscle that you want, if it's a great habit that you want to be using. But when most of the time it's our negative ones, because those are the ones that we jump to. When life happens, when we get frustrated, when there's challenges during the day, when expectations aren't met, then we fall into these flexing muscles that only do damage and bring hurt to the ones we love. So I ask you again, what muscle are you flexing? Now, if you're one like, oh, I got this. I have nothing to worry about. That's fantastic. But I want to challenge you and say there's still something more. You can still strengthen a weaker muscle. Just like I'm trying to strengthen my glutes and not let my quads overcompensate. Now, you know, anger, if you think about it, it can be a good thing, right? It can be, because you may be in a situation where that anger is going to help you survive in a life and death situation, okay? That's a positive thing. But as a whole, in our daily days of living and going about our responsibilities and enjoying life and communing with each other and connecting, anger should not be a muscle that we're flexing. There's a time and a place for that. And most of the time, there's not. We need to be slow to anger. Now, I'm just picking on anger as just one, because that's one that I have personally have been working on. Another one that I'm working on is with the children and talking. They'll sit here and tell me a story. And they'll be telling me about their day. And then they may come up with this kind of problem. And already I'm like 30 feet ahead of them, going, okay, I know what to do. I know what to do. And I just jump right on in and I give them a solution or a strategy or something. And they're like, Mom, I didn't finish my story. Oh, yeah, you did. No, Mom, I didn't. I still have, you know, this went on for, and I'm like, oh. They need to flex their muscle too, meaning in communication, being able to talk, sharing their journey. But I shut them down by jumping in and saying, oh, wait, here, you could do this and that, because I'm already there. Now, it's okay if I'm already there, but me speaking it, me interrupting them, not so much. So instead of me focusing on and flexing the damaging, right, habit, the muscle that's like I'm interrupting all the time, I need to work and strengthen the listening muscle when it comes to my children. Now, no, does this happen all the time? No, that doesn't make you a bad parent when you start thinking about these things. I don't consider myself a bad parent. If you ask my kids, they think probably I'm pretty good and awesome, which is great. They tell me that. Mom, I love you. I love what you do. But they also call me out on my mistakes. That is something that we openly talk about. They say, Mom, you're kind of getting a little bit restless here. And I'm like, ooh, trigger for me is like, okay, I'm flexing the wrong muscle. So what muscle are you flexing too much of that's damaging? And do you really want to work on it? I mean, is this something that you want to strengthen? Do you want to strengthen your weakened muscles? The ones where, you know, yes, you want to do something different. You want to be your best selfie as a mom. You want to be able to communicate with your husband. Oh my gosh, let's talk relationships here. How do you communicate with your husband? How's that working for you? What muscle are you flexing there? A lot to think about, but I wanted to take it from a different point of view, and that's the fitness of the mind and your spirit. And the body comes with it too. Why? Because our body recognizes, and there's triggers to it. There's things that meet our five senses, and if it meets certain amount of senses, then our body automatically begins to respond that way. It's second nature habits, and those are the hardest muscles to get rid of, the bad ones anyway. We want to create good ones, but we got bad ones in there too. So guess what? You knew I was going to have a kiss for you, didn't you? Yes, 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 I have a kiss. Okay, your kiss is this. Train your weak muscle. That's simple, right? You got to train the weak muscle. So I gave you a couple examples. Number one was anger, okay, for me. And so I'm working on anger. Well, what's a muscle that I need to strengthen? Maybe it's patience, okay? Maybe you have a different word for it. Maybe patience isn't for you. But you need to find what it is. So this is how you do it. Are you ready? It's very simple. Five little steps is not hard, but it just breaks it down and makes you think a little bit about it. So the kiss is this: train your weak muscles. Number one, decide on the flexed muscle. That flexed muscle is the one that's damaging, the one that's hurtful. Okay. It's hurting your loved ones or hurting your friends. That's the one that comes easy. That's that second nature negative habit that you're trying to get rid of. So you need to decide on just one. Just pick one. You may have more. I have plenty. Okay. You need to pick one. Number two, what do you want to replace it with? For example, anger to patience. I need to work on patience. And that's not necessarily patience as in, being frustrated and I'm calm, et cetera. It's more of my reaction to the children when I'm flustered, and it has nothing to do with them, okay? You need to figure out what your flex muscle is, the negative damaged muscle, the strongest muscle that you need to lessen, and which one do you want to strengthen, that weak muscle. So for me, for example, patience, okay? Number three, what triggers stimulate the flexed muscle, that bad muscle, the one that's the strongest right now, that anger muscle? What triggers it? Maybe it's a bad day at work. Maybe you haven't eaten right. Believe it or not, food can factor into this. If I'm not eating properly for my body, I have a very negative, quick response action, a quick tone. I'm quick to anger. I know this about me. Yeah. But I've learned it over time, and I've watched it, and I've studied it. So you need to do the same. You need to look at what triggers stimulate your flexed muscle. That's the bad muscle, okay? For example, we're using anger as this one. Number four, you need to respond with a solution. You need to respond with a solution or a strategy to flex the weak muscle in order to what? Strengthen it. So it's like doing simple things. Like for me, for example, you know, we're talking about the quads versus the glutes, okay? A simple one, lunges. Okay, lunges is great, or squats, doing them right, wall squats. Those are all things that I can work on regarding my glutes, the weakened muscle versus the quads. My quads are strong. They do not need to be any stronger right now because they overcompensate for everything. We don't need anger to overcompensate for everything. I need to be able to communicate calmly and peacefully, even when I may be flustered and under stress with my children. With my husband. I did great with the strangers. Do you see what I mean? Okay. So you need to respond with a solution or strategy to flex that weak muscle. And then you know what I'm going to say. Number five, take aim. Action ignites motivation. So you're going to take that solution or strategy and you're going to put it into action. Then that will continue. You'll watch it. You'll journal it. You'll meditate on it. You'll pray about it and say, okay, I really want to strengthen this weak muscle over here because that's the one I really want to flex. I'm tired of flexing the one that's damaging people. I may be strong at it, but it's not a good asset for me. Ooh, I didn't realize that. No pun intended there. You'll have to think back what I just said. You know, we were talking about the glutes. Yeah, okay. I just caught myself. Sorry. I crack myself up sometimes. Sometimes I don't even know when I'm funny. Okay, maybe we should just edit that out. No, I won't edit it out because it's too much fun. I love just being real with you. So you need to start thinking about the muscle that is hurting others. That strong muscle. And you need to strengthen the weaker one. That's what you really need to do. That's the one you need to be flexing. It takes energy. It takes effort. And it's going to take ultimate focus to do this. It's not easy, but once when you begin to hone in on it, once when you begin especially to do number three, the triggers, you discover the triggers, the solution and strategy will follow. Why? Because you'll know. Think about when you're upset driving behind a car and it's 55 miles per hour and everybody's going, you got a car in front of you that's going, or cars, I should say, you know, because you can't pass them, that are going 42 and a half in a 55. And you're like, come on, this is not what I had planned. This isn't working my schedule. And you're getting there and you feel what your body tensing up. You feel your face getting hot. Sometimes even people's feet begin to sweat or their palms do. These are triggers, okay? So that number three is huge. You begin to recognize the triggers, then you can immediately implement what? the solution or strategy that works for you. Now, over time, there are a lot of things, and we could go over one at a time, but we would be here literally for hours. So what I'm thinking is I'm actually writing a note to you right now. I got to undo my pen here, that we will talk about some flexed muscles that are overused, those strengthened muscles, and some techniques that we can work on regarding like anger. Okay. Anger's one. What's another one? Maybe interruption. Okay. Another way to think of it too, is we want to gain what? Maybe we want to gain patience. We want to listen. We want to be calm. What else? What else can you think of? Okay. As you're thinking, send it to me. Go to creationnow.com and send me a note or tweet it to me. Okay. Or go over to my Facebook page. Seriously, tweet it out to me. Okay. And you can just go ahead and tweet it to me. Make sure it's at Christiane Wargo, or you can do at Create Your Now. Either one works. I'm out there, both of them. And I'll search you out. Make sure you do that. And we can start doing specific episodes on this and ways and solutions and strategies to overcome this, because moms and dads too, we got it tough. And it's hard to make it all work, but you can make it work 80% of the time. So you don't feel like all the time that when you respond to your children, you're using these negative muscles. That's not the legacy you want to leave behind. You don't want to leave just all quads, do you? You got to have some glutes involved. You got to have some hamstrings too. You got to know what muscles you need to flex and how to flex them, how to strengthen them. You can do it, and I believe in you. Maybe I touched a chord with you. If this resonates for you, hey, let me know. I am here to serve you. But know that none of us are perfect. I make mistakes all the time, daily. There are times that I am still working on anger. Am I 120% better? Yes, but am I perfect? Absolutely not. You can ask my family. You can ask my puppy dog. Okay, maybe they don't get the anger part of it, but they do notice things. If you're not sure how your children respond to you, just look at the way your animals look at you when you do the bad flexing of one of those muscles. Seriously, they pick up on things very, very quickly. It's very intuitive. It's amazing what animals are. God's so good. So go out and begin flexing that weaker muscle. Go strengthen it and make it stronger. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.